suspect being stuffed into a police car and driven away. U.S. officials say the grenade failed to explode because it malfunctioned. Dennis Martin reporting, USA Radio Network News.
For many kids, high school graduation is still a dream, not a reality. For them, a brighter future might be within view, but not within reach. Fortunately, there are boys and girls clubs all over the country helping these kids find their way. When they join the club, they're entering a positive place.
Hey, Kim, what time do you have? Because my clock's off.
Educational programs and eventually even receive college scholarships.
Okay. Can you hear me, by the way?
I hear you fine.
Kids who go
okay.
To boys and girls
it says 7:05:35.
Often they're the first ones in their family to do that.
Got it. Thank you.
But for every child we help, there are thousands. Call 1-800-854-CLUB and support a program that works. The Boys and Girls Clubs, the positive place for kids.
Thank you for listening to the TalkStar Radio Network. For the finest and informative and interactive talk radio programming, it's the TalkStar Radio Network, available live via your local radio station and .com.
And now, from Washington to here. Now, here's your host on the Inside Scoop, Mark Levine.
Good evening, America. Welcome to the Inside Scoop. Of course, all of Washington is focused right now, just about all of Washington is focused on the new selection for nomination to the United States Supreme Court of Judge John G. Roberts, a recently appointed judge on the D.C. Court of Appeals. And I guess the only other people are focused still a little bit on Tradergate. I myself will not give up focus on that. In fact, I'm going to talk more about it tomorrow. But let's talk about Justice John Roberts. When his name was named, I, along with everyone else in Washington, ran to the internet to find out who this guy was. He wasn't exactly a fixture on the courts. He'd only been there for a couple years. It turns out he was one of the many judges that was appointed in 2001 and didn't get a hearing, and then was appointed in 2003. Now, it's interesting. Well, a lot of things are interesting. One thing that's interesting about is the whole process. Everyone in Washington seems to know that the reason why they brought out this judge quickly is because it had to be one day after George Bush changed his mind about firing Karl Rove. He had said repeatedly for a couple years now, he wanted to get the bottom of the investigation. Anyone who leaked a classified CIA agent would be fired. And now that Karl Rove has admitted to doing that, George Bush has moved the goalposts back, done a little flip-flop there, and said that, in fact, no, okay, well, it has to be a convicted criminal. Basically, when they lead Karl Rove out in chains to prison, then, you know, then he'll be fired, because it's very hard to be deputy chief of staff when you're behind bars. Once he made that flip-flop, and once a poll came out, a new ABC poll showing that 25% of Americans believe George Bush is cooperating with the investigation to Tradergate, which was amazing, really, to me, 25%. They even showed that 73% of Republicans felt that anyone who disclosed a CIA agent, a classified CIA agent, should be fired. 73% of Republicans. When 73% of Republicans thinks George Bush is helping to protect a guy who committed a crime that his father called the most insidious of traitor's acts, you know he has to act quickly. And in fact, what they said was they were going to try to pick that Supreme Court justice quickly and move the attention off of it. And yes, now everyone for the time being is focused on John Roberts. It's interesting, before they got to John Roberts, though, all day yesterday, White House was telling press outlets and everyone in the Senate, in the House of Representatives, it was going to be one of the Ediths. It was going to be a Judge Edith Jones or Judge Edith Clement, conservative, but not extremely conservative women justices. And I think the reason for that is clear. The whole purpose in that was to make Americans think that they were taking women seriously as candidates for the job, when, of course, we now know that George Bush had chosen John Roberts back Monday night. In other words, this is a White House that lied on background repeatedly to reporters for even something so small as this. Now, this wasn't disclosing a CIA agent, but it was the kind of thing this White House regularly does. Calls reporters on background, lies to them to get the story out. And, you know, I understand why that is. I mean, every president, when they're seeking, even presidential candidates, when they're looking for vice presidential running mates, when they're looking for Supreme Court justices, they'll haul in the woman and the Latino and the black person so that you think they're looking at everybody. And, you know, I understand that this happens, but the Republicans have taken it one step further. They actually lie to reporters and tell them they've made a choice and then find out that, oh, well, it happened to be untrue. So, you know, the spin machine is working. Karl Rove is definitely still working in the White House and doing just fine. I do want to, though, talk about John Roberts. Who is this guy and what is his background? And would he make a good Supreme Court justice? I'll give you the bottom line first, though. The bottom line is that we don't know. We just don't know enough. He is too much unknowns. I will say that he clearly is an intelligent man. He is a top-ranking graduate of Harvard College and Harvard Law School, and I'm certainly not one to attack my alma mater, Harvard. He's clearly an intelligent man. He doesn't seem to be a wacko like Bork was, you know, someone who said that the Voting Rights Act, which protected blacks' rights to vote, was unconstitutional, or someone like Janice Rogers Brown that thinks that all the New Deal legislation, Social Security, is unconstitutional. He's not a wacko. He seems to be a conservative, clearly a pro-life conservative. In fact, his wife is president of Feminists for a pro-life majority. But I don't know that that's enough. And when we come back, I want to talk about, well, him, his qualifications, and what you think should be the standard for choosing a Supreme Court justice, and whether you think that John Roberts fits that bill or not. I'm saving with an open mind. I think we need to wait for the hearings. I think we need to hear the I think we need to hear what he says at his nomination hearings. So, if you want to call in, the toll-free number is 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. Let's talk about what you know about John Roberts or what you don't know or what you want to know. And we'll be right back with more of the Inside Scoop right after this.
Hi, my name is Aaron. I'm a survivor of mannequinism. Mannequinism is basically when you turn into a hard plastic shell. They say it's from not being politically active. For me, it started when I didn't register to vote. And then I stopped volunteering, and before I knew it, I wasn't doing anything. And that's when I found a small patch of plastic on my right shoulder.
Protect yourself from mannequinism. Log on to fightmannequinism.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
If you've got kids, chances are sooner or later you're going to need dental help. And when you do, I hope you'll remember 1995dental.com. 1995dental.com tells you how to save about 50% on braces for your kids, similar savings on other services. Because this isn't insurance, there is no waiting period, no exclusion, no claim forms to fill out. You get instant savings from tens of thousands of dentists coast to coast. Unlike a lot of insurance policies, this discount program covers cosmetic dentistry, bonding, and cleaning. For the individual, it's $11.95 a month. But for the entire family, everyone who lives under your roof, regardless of age or relationship, it's $19.95 a month. Hence our name, 1995dental.com. Type in the numbers 1995, then the word dental.com. 1995dental.com will save you.
What some people are saying about your morning with Jim Harrington and friends.
Hello, this is Dr. Evil. I'm listening to Your Morning with Jim Harrington and Friends on my very evil radio. Okay, just somebody give me a freaking break here. I don't understand the jokes.
Well, Austin gets them. Your Morning with Jim Harrington and Friends, Monday through Friday, right here.
6 to 10 Eastern Time on the Talkstar Radio Network. From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. We're talking about the Supreme Court pick by George Bush. His name is John Roberts, and we're going to talk about what we know about him. And I got to tell you, I do have an open mind on him. I want to see what he says. And we do appreciate your calls at 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. So what do we know about this guy? Well, he's, as I said, a graduate of Harvard College and Harvard Law School. Did very well in school. And he worked as a clerk, in fact, for Chief Justice Rehnquist. It'll be interesting to see if he takes on some of the traits of Rehnquist. We'll talk about some of those a little bit later on in the hour. But he worked for Rehnquist for a while, and then he worked in government, worked for Ronald Reagan, worked for George H.W. Bush, Bush's father, worked in the Solicitor General's office. And one of the things that's become most famous in the press is that he wrote an opinion on behalf of the government urging that Roe v. Wade, the decision that guaranteed the pro-choice, that women would have a choice about whether or not to have an abortion if the child cannot live outside the mother. If it's just a fetus and it's a bunch of cells and it can't live outside the mother, Roe v. Wade said you could have an abortion. Well, John Roberts argued that it should be overturned. And it's interesting because then he had his hearing. So let me finish. So he's working as an attorney, and we can talk about some of his opinions there. After working for Bush, he worked in private practice during the Clinton years, defended a lot of corporations, a lot of right-wing organizations, far that we found crazy talk that we've seen. What's interesting is that when he was confirmed as a D.C. Court of Appeals judge, he was asked, of course, about his what he wrote on abortion. And he said, well, Roe v. Wade is the settled law of the land. And as a circuit court judge, I would have to obey whatever the Supreme Court says on that. Which, of course, was a good thing to say and accurate for a circuit court judge, and he got nominated. Now, what I find most interesting is that last night I was watching all the news channels. And what did they say? They said, well, he said Roe v. Wade is settled law. They totally missed the context. Well, they have no legal analysts at CNN or MSNBC or Fox News? Apparently not. Because, sure, for a circuit court judge to say Roe v. Wade is settled law, that doesn't mean anything. But obviously, as a Supreme Court justice, he can change that settled law. Well, so what happened? He went through the Democratic Judiciary Committee, the Democrats on the Judiciary Committee. Actually, the Republicans controlled the Judiciary Committee at that time. And he got out with three no votes. Schumer and Kennedy, and I think it was Leahy, was the third vote, voted no against him. Why did they vote against him? Not so much for his political views, but because he refused to talk about his political views. He refused to answer their questions. One of the questions that Schumer asked him was what Supreme Court cases he disagreed with. You could argue it would be improper to answer that question, because as a circuit court judge, it doesn't matter whether he agrees or he disagrees. He's got to follow them. So I actually can see why Roberts didn't answer that. But as a Supreme Court nominee, I think if he's planning to overturn a bunch of settled precedent, I think Americans have the right to know. It'll be interesting to see if he answers those questions. Anyway, after he got through with the three no votes, they sent it to the Senate floor, where they did what's called Able People Say Nay, and then the person at the front says the ayes have it. Now, anyone can request a recorded vote. A senator could have stood up and said, I want a recorded vote. But everyone knew that he was going to win, and so he won. But what happens when you don't have a recorded vote, when you have a voice vote, is you don't know what the vote is. Clearly, it wasn't unanimous. It wasn't 100-0, because we know he had three votes against him in committee. But would it have been 97-3, or more likely 80-20, or perhaps 60-40, maybe 51-49? Probably not. I mean, they don't usually allow a voice vote when you allow a voice vote when you know it's going to go through anyway. We don't know what it is. So again, turn on the news channels, and what do they say? It was unanimous. All the Republicans. It was unanimous in choosing him for the D.C. court. No, it wasn't. It wasn't unanimous. It was a voice vote. At least be honest, folks. Tell the truth. I'm not even saying, Roberts is a bad guy. I'm saying I have an open mind, but please stop the spin. It wasn't unanimous. We know three people at least voted against him. It was a voice vote. So already the coverage is slanted. It was just wild watching last night. First you got, you know, Fox News, and you've got Sean Hannity interviewing Ed Meese. Okay, but we don't expect much from the Fox Propaganda Channel. Then you have MSNBC, and they have former Republican Congressman Joe Scarborough, followed by bow-tie-wearing, trying to show both sides, but, as I said, was wrong about unanimous vote, and was also wrong about, about the settled law part of abortion. They failed to explain to listeners that saying it's settled law in an appellate court proceeding is very different from saying it in a Supreme Court proceeding. So when we come back, I want to take some of your calls. I want to find out what you think about this guy. We appreciate your calls. 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. We'll be right back after this.
Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. That's the money-saving price, favorite family watching habit. Sorry, phone orders are not available at this low price of $29.99 for 20 episodes. Order this set now and get 3 episodes with famed primate researcher Diana Fossey from Gorillas in the Mist. Order from RetroTelevision.com or go to www.TalkStarRadio.com. Save 25% with the online offering Wild Kingdom from RetroTelevision.com and TalkStar Radio.
It's bad enough if you suffer asthma, but as a parent, the agony of watching your child struggling for breath must be agony beyond measure. What if there was a natural, effective, drug-free answer to asthma? You'd want to know, wouldn't you? Well, I've been reading up on a little-known clinical trial at a major hospital that suggests you can be... Look it up for yourself online at healthstarproducts.com. At healthstarproducts.com. H-E-A-L-T-H, healthstarproducts.com. You've got 90 days to decide if this program works for you. If it doesn't, you get your money back. Go to www.healthstarproducts.com.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. We're talking about the Supreme Court nominee by George Bush, John G. Roberts. He's 50 years old. He could be on the court for 30. Life's position is Josie, who is a former president of a pro-life feminist organization. But as a judge, well...
The administration is hoping for a strongly contested appointment here. They're hoping to have a lot of media attention directed towards this and away from the one subject of Karl Rove, anything but Karl Rove. Let's have a big, heated fisticuffs on this appointment. I wonder if that's just a thought. You know.
I think it's clear that the timing. Here Bush for a week or two was giving no comment on Karl Rove, and then within 24 hours after he changes his mind. Originally he said he would fire anyone that leaked the classified information. Now he says he'll only fire them if they're convicted of a crime, which, how do you not fire a guy who's in jail? I don't know. So he backed off on a position that 73% of Republicans think he's wrong on, 90-plus percent of Democrats think he's wrong. 73% of Republicans think he should fire some classified information, and only 25% of Americans felt he was even cooperating with the investigation. Of course, the war in Iraq has hit a new low. His domestic front is awful. People are completely against his Social Security plan. He has the highest disapproval rating in his presidency. It hit 56%. It was time, very clearly, to make this nomination. And, in fact, they even said the Republicans said that their nomination to wipe out the memory of Traitorgate. So I think that's exactly what they're doing. But, you know, hey, Senator O'Connor did retire, and he has a right to appoint someone. And I got to tell you, I don't think – again, we have a lot to be seen, and this is early predictions, but I don't think John Roberts will turn out to be the kind of flame thrower that Robert Bork was, or even Janice Rogers Brown is, and I think he will be confirmed. Now, I have to say that doesn't mean I support him or not. I think we all have to see the hearings. It'll be interesting to see the Democrats ask him to turn over documents to see if he'll do so. But I do think they are trying to take the subject off the other things in the Bush administration. Dave, we're going to a break in about a minute, so why don't you make a quick comment, and then I'll have you on after the break.
Well, maybe I can get it all out right now. I don't want to be one to offer talking points, but I think maybe the appropriate direction for us is to say, this is a judge that's being appointed by this very corrupt administration that's doing this, this, and this, and this, rather than homing in on Roberts' failings and good points, but merely that he's being appointed by this administration that's doing these things to us.
Well, you know, what can I say? I mean, you know, we could think two thoughts. Those are separate issues. I do think that Roberts seems to – I mean, you know, he's going to move the court to the right. I mean, he's going to take Sandra Day O'Connor's seat. He's going to move the court to the right. But, you know, that's the way our system works. And I think the question is, has he done something extraordinary? Is he, you know, does he have a racist past? Is there anything like that that we need to know about? But we got to examine him thoroughly, make sure that, you know, and I think he should answer questions about settled precedent that he wants to overturn, things like that. I think that's a fair question. The American people have a right to know what kinds of things he stands for. But, you know, we can still talk about the other issues. Tomorrow I'm going to do a show up on the legal claim behind Tradergate, talk about the law and some of the things. So I'm not giving up on this, Dave, not one iota.
No. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for your call. If you want to call in, the toll-free number is 877-528-8255, 877-528-8255. We do appreciate your calls. You know, when we come back, I want to talk about his mentor, Chief Justice Rehnquist, because there's an old saying in Washington, in court circles, among lawyers, that if you want to know how Chief Justice Rehnquist votes, you don't need to know the issues. You don't need to know the case. All you have to know is the parties before him. If you know their names, you can predict who Rehnquist will vote for. He will always vote for the corporation, against the individual, for government power, against individual power. And I think it's a fair question to know if John Roberts is in that mold. Is he the kind that will always go on behalf of the corporations? It's a fair question. What does he feel about corporations? Do they have rights under the Constitution? Some of the questions I asked yesterday. They're all fair questions, and I want to hear from you as well. 877-528-TALK. We'll be right back after this.
This is Newsbreak. U.S. Supreme Court nominee John Roberts has begun making the rounds in Washington, calling on members of the Senate in advance of his confirmation hearings. The U.S. Embassy in Riyadh is urging Americans to keep a low profile in Saudi Arabia over fears of a possible terrorist attack. The Saudi government says its security forces have found a terrorist arms cache south of Riyadh. The cache reportedly included tons of bomb-making chemicals and piles of materials. A U.S. Army report says more than half the American soldiers in Iraq are experiencing morale problems in their units. Tropical storm Emily continues to move into northeastern Mexico, southern Texas. Widespread power outages and flooding are reported. On Wall Street, the Dow rose 43 points today. The Nasdaq climbed 15. S&P 500 closed 6 points higher. There's more news at usaradio.com.
Would you like to own your own business and enjoy financial independence? For as little as $13,995, Transnet Wireless can show you how to capitalize on the exploding public internet market. There is no technical knowledge required. You get everything you need to own and operate your own business. Call 1-800-928-1475. This amazing Wi-Fi internet system provides high-speed wireless internet access for up to 100 users at the same time. You simply receive a monthly check for all the wireless revenue generated at your location. Users without a wireless device can access the internet and their email directly from the machine, payable by cash or credit card. There is unlimited income potential. Call now for your video and information package. 1-800-928-1475. Prime locations are available now. Call 1-800-928-1475.
I'm Joe Graydon, and this is our daily update from the People's Pharmacy on the TalkStar Radio Network.
A lot of people put off exercising because it's hard to find an hour or even 30 minutes to devote to it in a busy day. A new study shows that just running may be better than one longer workout.
Dental x-rays during pregnancy may have a negative effect on the fetus. Scientists at the University of Washington have found that undergoing expensive dental x-rays during pregnancy is associated with 3 times the risk of low birth weight. Even low-dose exposure increased the possibility that the baby would be smaller.
This is Terry Graydon with the People's Pharmacy on the TalkStar Radio Network.
Even low-dose exposure increased the possibility that the baby would be smaller.
This is Terry Graydon with the People's Pharmacy on the TalkStar Radio Network.
More of the Inside Scoop with Mark.
Welcome back to the Inside picked by the President. I was late. I think that's why they chose him. They knew that a number of other justices judges, potential justices, I should say. But a lot of judges had a background. I mean, Janice Rogers Brown against the New Deal, or a judge that defended the KKK that they really like, or William Pryor, that would have really, I think, made Democrats, made liberals really get very upset and fight really hard. I don't want to concede that he's made it, but over time, what are his views? And I think if he answers those views, barring something, and turns over documents like the records he worked on in the Bush and Reagan administrations, then I don't think there'll be a problem. I think he'll sail through. There may be a few negative votes, but he definitely won't be filibustered. If he stonewalls, I think there will be a problem. And I don't expect him to stonewall. But one of the reasons why he was voted against at the district court, at the appellate court level, was because he refused to answer some of Schumer's and Kennedy's questions. We'll see if he does the same now. Let me go to the calls. We've got Mary from Virginia. Mary, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hi, Mark. Thank you. I'm wondering if this isn't a tactical situation, because when I heard his name and I've listened to you and other people discuss his record, he sounds almost much, much milder than I would have anticipated, instead of one of the rabid right-wing junkyard dog type judges. Now, what I'm concerned about is that the Democrats and the liberals are going to use our money and our energy really fighting him, because we think he's the worst thing that could come up. And Rehnquist is going to resign, and we won't have the energy or the votes to fight the really extreme right-wing judge that I expect Bush to nominate next time.
Well, Mary, that's a strong point. And I think the right answer for Democrats is to hold our fire. I don't think Roberts should be attacked. I certainly am not attacking him. I'm saying we need to find out what he's all about.
Because, I mean, today, just in my email, I've gotten emails from all the organizations, send us your money.
Yeah.
We need to fight this.
And, well, I got to tell you, I don't support them then. Look, is he pro-life? Yes. Would he vote to overturn Roe v. Wade? Probably yes.
It depends on whether he talked about it later. At one point, he talked about the precedent of law and the law that was already established law.
He
would probably trim it like crazy.
Well, I want to be clear on this. I talked a little bit about it at the beginning of the hour. As a appellate court judge, the second highest court in the land, if you will, he's required to follow settled precedent. He has no choice. In fact, one of the heroes of the conservative movement is Judge Roy Moore, who, when ordered by the United States Supreme Court to remove the two-ton Ten Commandments, refused to do so. And the minute he refused to do so, he was impeached. He was thrown off the Alabama Supreme Court. He got his bar license revoked. You can't serve on a lower court and disobey a higher court.
That's a point that I think is one that needs to be made more explicitly, because it's not one we're used to making.
Yeah, and so when he says it was settled law, he gave the only answer that he could give and be confirmed, because any appellate court judge that says, I'm going to overturn the Supreme Court law, would not get confirmed. He had to say that. And indeed, that doesn't mean he's dishonest in any stretch of this, at all. I'm not attacking him personally. What I'm saying is that what he said at that hearing is, my personal views don't matter. I will obey settled law. In
yeah,
other
we
words,
we have a nuance here, a legal nuance that I think that perhaps
right.
the average citizen may not be completely aware of unless you and people like you really help us clarify.
Right. I mean, CNN didn't report it. They said, well, he said it's settled law. Well, when you're a Supreme Court judge, now it's interesting. There is a principle, a legal principle. It's Latin. It's called stare decisis. And stare decisis is the legal principle that says that in general you should follow settled law even if you're on the United States Supreme Court. Now, a lower court judge has to follow the U.S. Supreme Court. They have no choice. They can trim at the edges. They can say, well, maybe what about this case, what about this case? But they can't overturn a Supreme Court law. They have no power to do that. The Supreme Court, of course, does have power to reverse itself. But the principle of stare decisis, and you may hear this at the hearings, that principle says that in general, you don't want to rush willy-nilly and overturn hundreds of years of legal precedent.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the reasons why, in fact, when the Supreme Court issued the Bush v. Gore decision, which had absolutely no basis in precedent and overturned centuries of law, they said, don't cite this as precedent. They said, our opinion today only applies because we want Bush to be president, but has no precedental value because they knew that they'd be overturning centuries of law that said that, you know, the U.S. Supreme Court has no power to intervene in state court decisions and things
like
that.
Well, when the Supreme Court did the Gore versus Bush thing, I began to wonder, why they were even into that case. They weren't allowing the process
no.
to go forth, and I sort of figured at that point they were bought.
No legal scholar in the country that I'm unaware, and I encourage listeners, if you know of a legal scholar who can defend the logic of that decision, hey, bring him on. I'd love to discuss. I know, for example, Judge McConnell out in Utah, who is a legal scholar, who is so right-wing that the Democrats filibustered him. Even he won't defend the logic of Bush v. Gore because...
And, you know, just a citizen, and I can see that it doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
What was in that.
No, it didn't make any sense, and all the justices knew it at the time, that they basically abandoned their oath to put Bush in office. But the thing about it is that generally the principle of stare decisis says that even on the Supreme Court you should generally follow past opinions unless there's sort of overwhelming reason to overturn it. Now, we have had good examples where there is overwhelming reason to overturn it. The most famous, of course, is Brown versus Board of Education.
Right.
Where after 58 years of legal segregation under the separate but equal standard.
That separate turned out not to be equal.
Exactly. And that's exactly what they held in Brown versus Board of Education, that separate was inherently unequal. The very definition of separate
right. yeah.
meant that it couldn't be equal. But they went and they tried it. So the real question for John Roberts, and I think it's something you should look for, Mary, is not – will he follow settled law? He doesn't have to follow settled law, but will he respect the principle of stare decisis? And that's something that will go over the heads of 99% of non-lawyers.
Very, very interesting.
But that will be the question. But I'll tell you this, I don't think he will. I'm willing to say this right here. I think he will be a vote to overturn Roe v. Wade. His wife, Josie, is the president of a feminist, pro-life feminist group. And, you know, it's you can disagree with your spouse on some things, but I think of your spouse as the president of an organization whose job is to overturn Roe v. Wade. I think it's pretty fair to say that...
You're probably beating the same drum.
Yeah, he probably is. And I don't think that's enough. I think Roe v. Wade still has 5 votes. In fact, even if Rehnquist retires, that wouldn't change anything on Roe v. Wade. I guess what I'm saying is I understand why... NARAL, National Abortion Rights Action League, and all the pro-choice groups are upset. They have to be. It's their role to advocate for a pro-choice candidate. But I don't think anyone should be surprised that this president...
No, I just don't want to be blindsided by the next one.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what's the really scary thing. The really scary thing is not Chief Justice Rehnquist, who I don't think will live out the entire term. I think
right.
it's clear that he will be off the court by mid 2006, that the really scary thing is, and may he live a long, long, happy life, John Paul Stevens, a Republican, by the way, a moderate Republican appointed by Gerald Ford, is 84, 85 years old.
Mm.
And, of course, today Ford would be considered a raving liberal, as would Nixon, by this group. And so this moderate Republican, it forms the left side of this court. I wish him well. If he were to die, that would change everything radically. Mary, I want you to stick around. Because I think you're asking some good questions. I got to take a break, but I want
you
to stick around.
I really enjoy your show.
Well, I appreciate that. And if you want to call in, folks, the number is 877-528-8255. 877-528-TALK. We'll be right back after this.
Truckers keep America on the move, and lots of times it's chiropractors who keep truckers going. Here's a benefits card for truckers with discounts of 30 to 50% from a network of thousands of doctors of chiropractic in cities and towns all across America. This same card provides savings up to 60% from dentists at home and on the road. For $11.95 a month for individuals and $19.95 for your whole family, besides savings on chiropractors and dentists, there are similar savings on prescriptions and optical services at home and on the road. Got to get braces for the kids? Why not save 50%? This isn't insurance. These are instant savings with no paperwork to fill out. Truckers are important to us and the whole point of truckersbenefits.com. Get online now. Go to www.truckersbenefits.com for the whole story. If you're on the road, phone home and tell them to check out truckersbenefits.com from just $11.95 per month.
The legacy of the great communicator lives on in his accomplishments and his spoken word. And now you can own a treasury of the great speeches of Ronald Wilson Reagan on DVD. We're offering 12 memorable speeches from Ronald Reagan's starting with his nomination speech all the way to his farewell to the nation in 1988. Included is his memorable speech at the Berlin Wall.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
This DVD collection in full color is the best way to remember Ronald Reagan and share his wit, charm, and the clarity of his challenge to all Americans. Order the stirring collection of Reagan speeches for shipping and handling. Go to www.ReaganCollection.com.
Order online or by mail at the address ReaganCollection.com.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm talking about Bush's Supreme Court pick, Judge John Roberts. You're welcome to call in, 877-528-8255, 877-528-TALK. You're also welcome to put a comment on the Internet. If you comment on the blog during the show, I may read some of your comments on air. Just go to www.radioinsidescoop.com. And I have a comment from Vicki. And Vicki's views are well known. She's a regular blogger on the Scoop. She's clearly strongly pro-life. Does believe that Roe v. Wade should be overturned. She writes she has a bone to pick with me since I accused Republicans of making an inaccurate statement about the vote for Roberts being unanimous, and yet I made an inaccurate statement, she claims, about Roe v. Wade, saying that it's only about a clump of cells or a fetus unable to live outside the mother. We all know this is not true. Well, I don't mean to get into a discussion of abortion, but that, in essence, is what Roe v. Wade says. It says if the fetus can live outside the mother, that it generally, you can't have an abortion, and if it can't live outside the mother, you generally can. Now, you know, we can argue about this trimester or that trimester, but that was the reasoning in Roe v. Wade, and I think that to fit that reasoning, I think that's fine. It is true that Roe v. Wade, as interpreted in later cases, Planned Parenthood v. Casey and others, that Sandra Day O'Connor actually played a large role. It is true that you can have an abortion after you can live outside the mother if the fetus giving birth naturally would endanger the mother's life or cause her serious health risks. Okay? Then, if it would endanger the mother's life or health, then you can abort a fetus after it's viable, because we understand, I think, most of us, that even if the fetus is viable, if it's a choice between saving a 27-year-old woman and saving a fetus that has not been born, we should save the live woman first. If you disagree, Vicki, I know you're listening, call in, 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. She also points out that I made the comment about the 12-year-old girl that got in trouble with Judge Roberts for eating a French fry in the Metro, and I labeled her a child, but I've also said that children of this age have the right to choose what to do with their bodies when it comes to aborting their babies. That's right. I believe that the Constitution, and I see under the Fourth Amendment, gives the right of every person to be secure in their persons. And I don't think a parent can, against the will of a 12-year-old, force her to have a baby. I mean, if that's not true, I mean, what, a father could rape the daughter and then say, you have to have the baby? Okay, that's an extreme example. But someone else raped the daughter. And no. It's her body to have a child. In fact, I think that's actually pretty cruel. I happen to believe that if you're 12 and you're pregnant, you probably should have an abortion, and I know that's going to offend Vicky. But I'll tell you this, Vicky, who does write, and that she appreciates the fact that I seem to be keeping an open mind on Roberts and refraining from attacking him, and I appreciate Vicky that you appreciate that. I appreciate that very much from you. I'll tell you this, and this may surprise you. If Roberts is plans to overturn Roe v. Wade, that in and of itself is not enough for me to be against his nomination. Now, that may shock some people. I clearly am pro-choice. There's no question about it. But I think that if that is the sole thing, I don't think that puts him outside the mainstream. Whether he was fairly elected, I happen to think that the voting machines in Ohio were fraudulent. But even if Bush only got 48% of the vote, he got close enough to steal the election. And we can argue about voting machines another time. I happen, as you know, everyone knows, to be a big supporter of fair, accurate voting machines. But clearly there's a sufficient number of people that are pro-life. And I think that's a political view. And if Americans don't like that, they need to elect more Democrats. They need to elect, or at least more pro-choice people. I mean, there are, of course, pro-life Democrats and pro-choice Republicans. So I don't think that's enough. And one of the things that Mary said from Virginia is that she's afraid that Democrats will get so hung up on Roberts and spend all the money that the interest groups have been gathering that they're not ready for the next battle when they replace Rehnquist. And I think it's quite possible, in fact probable, that they planned the O'Connor retirement first. Because if Rehnquist retired first and they put some extremist there to replace Rehnquist, then all the attacks would come. But this way he appoints a fairly, I don't want to call him moderate because he's not, but a conservative guy who's not a wacko like Judge Scalia or Thomas or Bork. And then the idea is if liberals get mad at that, then they can appoint a true wacko in there. And people will say, oh, well, liberals get mad at everything. I have to tell you this, Mary. I think the Democrats are holding their fire. I think they're saying a lot of what I'm saying. Let's wait and see what the guy has to say. They're not saying, which they shouldn't say, we're going to approve him right away. They're not saying that. And they shouldn't say that. But they're saying we need to hear what he's all about. And I think that's the right attitude. This is a guy who is a blank slate. We don't really know his record. We need to hear him out. And when we come back, I want to talk about the kind of judge I hope he's not like Antonin Scalia. We'll be right back after this.
I'm sure you've heard the saying, when you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot in it and hang on. Margie Garrison was at the end of her rope. At the young age of 28, she was told she would be in a wheelchair in about 5 years. And then, when she just couldn't go on any longer, she met a doctor who said to her, Margie, arthritis is the easiest disease there is to cure. Now, can you imagine Margie's joy after 43 years and thousands of dollars of doctor bills and pain medications that didn't work? Learn the whole story online at healthstarproducts.com. That's H-E-A-L-T-H, healthstarproducts.com. It's guaranteed or your money back, and you have a full year to decide. Look it up online for yourself at HealthStar, H-E-A-L-T-H, healthstarproducts.com, and find out if what worked for Margie Garrison will work for you.
Twinkle, twinkle, little,
Poor nutrition in their first 5 years can limit memory development.
A, B, C, D, D, D.
And affect the rest of their lives.
The itsy bitsy spider went up the.
Get proper nutrition before it's too late. Call or visit WIC. WIC provides nutrition information, healthcare referrals, even food for women, infants, children. To find out more about WIC, our nearest location, or if you qualify for our benefits, call 1-866-WIC-INFO. Your child has you, and you have WIC. Brought to you by the National WIC Association and the Ad Council.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. We've just got a few minutes left to talk about the Bush nominee, John Roberts. This obviously won't be the first show on that. We're going to talk about him a lot more in the future. And I, like most Democrats, are adopting a wait-and-see attitude. I think we've always been far fairer to Republican nominees than they've been to our nominees. But nonetheless, I am being fair. I do have some concerns I want to know about. I know he had an opinion that approved of the military tribunals that Bush set up in Guantanamo Bay. I want to read that carefully. I don't mind his opinion. Again, I haven't read it yet. It's very early. He's just nominated yesterday, but I know he's got a famous opinion upholding the arrest of a 12-year-old girl for eating a French fry in a metro. He upheld the arrest, but at the same time, he complained very much about the police tactics, handcuffing the woman and so forth. Again, I'd want to see whether something could have been different. That policy is now gone. It's been changed legislatively. Police are not going to be quite as harsh to people who eat in the metro anymore. So it may be that sort of it was already done. So I need to read some of his opinions. I'm told that he actually worked to help Jeb Bush behind the scenes in Bush v. Gore, the worst Supreme Court decision in American history. I want to know what he did there. I'm told that he actually may have advised Jeb Bush as to how to get the Florida legislature to overrule the Florida voters. And I think that if that's true, and again, we need to know details, but I think America needs to know, Floridians need to know, that he was willing to have the legislature overturn their vote. So, again, I'm not accusing him of this. I need more information. Let's take the time. Let's have a thorough nomination. Let's hope he answers some of these questions. Let's ask him about his judicial philosophy. Because sometimes you have judges that say they have one judicial philosophy, and when you press them hard, it turns out not to be true. And I'm going to close with an example from Justice Scalia. I had back in Yale Law School, Justice Scalia came and spoke before our audience, and he was talking about how he took the Constitution literally, every single word literally. Somebody asked him about the Constitution. He'd pick out his pocket Constitution and claim to be a textualist, as indeed I am. But I brought up the Ninth Amendment to the United States Constitution. The Ninth Amendment says, "The enumeration of the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people." What does that gobbledygook mean? It means that just because you have specified rights in the Constitution doesn't mean you don't have other rights. In other words, when this nation became a nation, it was English common law that a man's home was his castle. We had a right to privacy. It was understood that the government couldn't barge in your home unless you were hurting someone, unless a crime had been committed. They couldn't barge in your home and tell you, oh, you can't have sex a certain way, or you can't use contraception, or anything like that. I think the right to privacy dates back. So what did Scalia say on the Ninth Amendment? He said it was advisory. He used a legal phrase, merely precatory, he said. He said that in effect the Ninth Amendment meant nothing at all. Nothing at all. Here we amended the Constitution, and he said those words are meaningless, that they didn't constrain judges one iota. Now, I was shocked that in fact we had Justice Scalia in a public forum disrespecting the Constitution, telling me that words of the Constitution, an amendment no less to the Constitution, that those words were meaningless. I have to say I was surprised. And some other time I can give you the fuller story of the exchange between he and me. But what it shows is you've got to be careful. You've got to focus on these judges. You've got to ask them tough questions. Not necessarily about how they'd rule in a specific case, but about their judicial philosophies. And I know some people on the Senate Judiciary Committee. I know some staff there. I know some senators there. And we'll see. I hope they do a good job. That's it for the Inside Scoop today. Tomorrow, I haven't given up talking about Tradergate. And I'm going to talk about the legalities behind it tomorrow on the Inside Scoop.
A pop quiz for parents with second grade teacher Mrs. Rich. Today.